Glory to God. Let's open in prayer this morning and in expectancy. Praise God. We praise you and thank you, Lord. We thank you for your word. We thank you, Lord, that by your Spirit we have been made alive unto God, and that we are now people of God that respond to God, walk by faith, live by faith. Father, we pray this morning that you speak to our hearts, that we be responsive. We commit ourselves to be responsive. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise the Lord. This morning, I want to talk about in God is thine help. In God is thine help. Not in other things, but in God. And many people are distracted. They're so distracted that they look to other things, trust to other things, trust in the arm of the flesh, and they don't look to God. Even Christians become very distracted in this world. We have an enemy, we have an adversary, the devil, and he is very active to keep you distracted and off the track so that you're not having faith in God. Look at Mark 11 verse 22. Mark 11 verse 22. You must approach the Bible as a spiritual book, not just any old book, but a spiritual book, a book which has the words of life. And Jesus said, I'll just quote it from John 6:63. He said, "It is the Spirit that quickeneth, the flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life." So Mark 11, verse 22, we see a command from the Lord Jesus Christ and a direction. It says, "And Jesus answering saith unto them, Have faith in God." Have faith in God. Have faith in God. If you think about that word faith, and we've talked about it a lot, but it obviously means believing, trusting, taking hold of what God has said and saying, "Not my will, but your will be done." So have faith in God is a direction for us. It's not something that is an optional thing for Christians, because we are told that the just shall live by faith. We are told to walk by faith, not by sight. So there is a walk that we walk. And we see here, have faith in God is the direction of the Christian walk. God is the one we center our lives upon. So have faith in God, not in other things, but in God Himself. And if we think about that, our trust must be in Him. When we pray, we're not praying for ourselves. We're praying unto God. We want His work to be done. We want things to go well and blessing to be manifested in the body of Christ so that His work can be done on the earth today. We're not living for ourselves. And so when we're trusting in God, we're looking to Him for everything. We're looking for Him for all our direction. Have faith in God. Believe Him. Believe Him. Look at John 15, verses 1 to 5. Jesus makes a statement here. He makes a few statements, but He makes a very important statement which we would do well to heed. John chapter 15, we'll start from verse 1. John 15, start from verse 1. It says, this is Jesus speaking, "I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away, and every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine, no more can ye, except ye abide in me. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit, for without me ye can do nothing. This is something that we must acknowledge. Without Christ, we can do nothing. Now if you take that attitude, that'll eliminate pride from your life and trusting in the wrong things. Because if you have a look at what it's saying here, we see there is a relationship. Jesus is the true vine. We are the branches. So there is a relationship. There is a relationship of the flow of the life of God in us through the Lord Jesus Christ as the vine, and we are the branches. So there is that relationship where we are abiding in Him, we should be abiding in Him, trusting Him, and allowing what He does to flow through us so that we can then grow and produce fruit. In fact, it says very clearly in verse 4, abide in me and I in you, as the branch cannot, notice that word cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine. In other words, it's connected to the vine, it's getting its nutrition through the vine, it's getting its life through the vine. If that branch is cut off, what happens to the branch? It starts from that very moment to die, to wither, and it cannot bear fruit because it's not connected to the vine, it's not connected to the roots, it's not connected to the life. So we have to abide in Christ continually. And verse 4, the end part there, no more can ye except ye abide in me. So we must trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. We must trust in Him in all we do, because He says very clearly, without me ye can do nothing. But we know the scripture also that says, I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. Where does that strength come from? But by abiding in the vine, He is our strength. He is our power. But we must abide. We can't be people that, oh yes, I come to church, but as soon as I go out of the church, I disconnect from the Lord. That's not right at all. It's good to come to church. It's very important. What is also good is that you have, outside of church, you have a prayer life. You have a study of the Word. You are reading the Word, meditating on the Word, praying to the Lord, seeking the Lord. So there is an abiding in the vine every day, a daily abiding in the vine, and a trusting in the Lord to be your helper, to be your strength, to be your life, to show you direction. There is that abiding. Without me ye can do nothing. Look at Hosea 13. Now, Hosea outlines how the Israelites were trusting. Hosea is just after Daniel. The Israelites were trusting in other things other than the Lord. And of course, by doing that, you are bringing yourself into a position whereby destruction can come, whereby sin can come, and it is also a rebellious position. Hosea 13, start from verse 4. Verse 4. And we'll just work through this. We want to go to verse 11. Hosea 13, starting with verse 4, says, yet I am the Lord thy God from the land of Egypt, and thou shalt know no God but me, for there is no Saviour beside me. Now think about that. No Saviour beside me or outside of the Lord, there is no Saviour. In other words, if you trust in anyone else or anything else other than the Saviour, if you trust in other gods, you trust in idols, you trust in yourself, you trust in other people, that is the way of destruction. There is no Saviour beside me. So our centering must be on Him. God has taken us out of the land of Egypt, so to speak, out of sin. We have been delivered from this present evil world, the Bible tells us, been translated into the kingdom of God's dear Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. So we have another position now. And in that position in Christ, we should abide in Him. We should trust in Him. He is our Saviour. He helps us in all areas. Verse 5, I did know thee in the wilderness, in the land of great drought. According to their pastures, so were they filled. They were filled, and their heart was exalted. Therefore have they forgotten me. Can you see what happened? They were filled with pleasant things, and then they thought, well, I don't need the Lord. And they started to forget Him. And a lot of people, they come into good times, or what seems to be good times, and they start to think, well, I don't need to trust or do the things which I used to do. I don't need to trust in the Lord and as much. I don't need to get into prayer as much. I don't need to do as much study of the Word. You know, I'm flying high. I'm going well. I'm prospering in my own steam. What did Jesus say? Without me, ye can do nothing. Is that true or not? Without me, you can do nothing. So you should acknowledge Him in everything, even the little things. You know, I've learnt over the years, and I didn't always do this, but I do it now, that even if there's a little victory, even if there's a little thing that goes right, I say, thank you, Lord, and give glory to God. We should practice that. We should practice a thankful spirit, a thankful heart. Not like what we see in this verse here. Their heart was exalted. Therefore have they forgotten me. Verse 7, therefore I will be unto them as a lion, and as a leopard by the way will I observe them. I will meet them as a bear that is bereaved of her whelps, and will rend the call of their heart. And there will I devour them like a lion, the wild beast shall tear them. See, there's only judgment outside of the Lord. If there's no trusting in Him, there's only judgment outside. Okay? But in Him, in Christ, in the Lord, there is salvation, there is strength, there is power, there is peace, there is life, that we can produce fruit in Him, that we can go forward, that we can grow. Verse 9 says, O Israel, thou hast destroyed thyself, but in me is thine help. What's he doing? What's the Lord saying here? He's saying, you've destroyed yourself by having your heart exalted, by forgetting me, by trusting in other things, but, which means there's an alternative, but in me is thine help. You want help? You don't go running to other things. You want help? You run to the Lord. You bow the knee to the Lord. You seek the Lord. You say, Lord, I trust in you. I might not understand this. I might not understand what's happening, but I'm going to trust you with all my heart and lean not to my own understanding. And I praise you, Lord, because you're my help. You're my help. And so you turn away from destruction. You turn away from going that way of destruction, and you're turning to the Lord and you're saying, Lord, I trust you. Have faith in God. Have faith in God that He is your help. He is your help. He is your life. He is your strength. In Him. In Him is all the riches. All the riches of God in Him. But outside of Him, there is destruction, as He says there in verse 9. Notice He says, O Israel, thou hast destroyed thyself. So people can be their own worst enemies. How much more then do they need the Word of God? They need people of the Lord to speak to them, to say, look, this is the way, walk in it. Okay? You see, we are to be people that extend the arm of help of the Lord to people. We are the body of Christ, remember. So the church should be extending out and saying, God is your help. God is your help. And He uses us. He uses us as we are available. He uses us to reach out to this world and to reach out to the people of the world. But there are people all around who are destroying themselves. But God is their help, if only they would look to Him. That's what it says in the next verse, verse 10. I will be thy king. Where is any other that may save thee in all thy cities? And thy judges, of whom thou saidst, give me a king and princes. I gave them a king in mine anger, and took him away in my wrath. Notice verse 10. I will be thy king. Is Jesus your Lord? Is He your king? Well, He's called the King of Kings. We've been made kings and priests by the blood of Christ. Is He your king? He said, I will be thy king. I'll be your help. I'll be your king. What does the king do? If you listen to the king, and Jesus is the perfect king, so His commands aren't going to lead you astray. They're going to lead you into blessing. He's the good shepherd. This is where our focus must continually be on the Lord and away from ourselves, away from other people, but focusing on the Lord constantly. I will be thy king. Where is any other that may save thee in all thy cities? We just read before, there is no Saviour beside Him. No Saviour beside Him. Where's any other that can save the way He saves? This is very important. And the Lord's been speaking to me more and more to trust that He is leading. Trust that He is showing the way. Trust that He has, as we put our lives in His hands, He has things for our good in store. Praise the Lord. He has an expected end for us. He is not against us. As we trust Him as our help, as our helper, as our strength, then we can bear that fruit. Then we can do things. But if we're trying to do things outside of Him, if we forget Him, if we let our heart be exalted against the knowledge of God, that's when things can cause destruction. And we see it. We've seen it constantly over the years. People have trusted in all types of other things, and it's led them down a destructive road. O Israel, thou hast destroyed thyself, but in me is thine help. We should be saying, in God is my help. In God is my help. Let's say that. In God is my help. In God is my help. Praise the Lord. Let's have a look at Hebrews 12. Hebrews 12. We'll come back to Hosea. But Hebrews 12, verses 1 to 4. Hebrews 12. verses 1 to 4. Hebrews 12, 1 to 4 says, "Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest ye be wearied and faint in your minds. Ye have not yet resisted unto blood, striving against sin." So what's this section of Scripture telling us? Well, we see that there are a great cloud of witnesses, historical witnesses, presently angelic witnesses. I personally don't believe that that's talking about people in heaven looking down upon us. In fact, I'll be talking more about that in a couple of weeks' time. But it says, let us lay aside every weight. See, if you're in a race, weights can hold you back. They can cause you to go slower. We have a responsibility here to lay aside weights. We have a responsibility to lay aside the sin which does so easily beset us, or stop us, or trap us. And let us run with patience. Patience. The race that is set before us. There is a direction that is set before us. But you know what it says there in the next verse? Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Now we're told to look unto Jesus. Look unto Jesus constantly. Look unto Jesus means that we're not focusing on the other things. We're not focusing and trusting on things that are going to just tear us down or destroy us. But we're trusting in Jesus. "Without me, ye can do nothing," Jesus said. "Without me, ye can do nothing." So we must see that with the Lord Jesus Christ, He's going to get us through with our faith. He's the author and finisher of our faith. The author and finisher of our faith. So our trusting in Jesus, our looking to Him as our Saviour, as our help, for in Him is thine help. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Our faith. Now I can't trust in Jesus for you, in that I can't have faith when you're supposed to be having faith. I can't walk your walk of faith or live your life of faith. You have to do it. I can't look unto Jesus for you. You've got to look unto Jesus yourself. You can see the responsibility. I can't lay aside the sin that does so easily beset you, or the weights that get in your way. You have to do it yourself. So it's an individual walk that we each have to make, and we each have to do. I can't run the race for you. Have a look at Hosea 14. Go back to the book of Hosea 14. We'll look at verses 1 to 9. So we saw in Hosea that their hearts were exalted and they forgot the Lord. They started to trust in other things, but they destroyed themselves. But God said, look, in me is your help. I will be your king. And then he says a few words in Hosea 14. O Israel, starting for verse 1. O Israel, return unto the Lord thy God, for thou hast fallen by thine iniquity. How do people fall? They fall by their own iniquity. But God is giving hope here, isn't he? He's giving a direction. He's saying, return unto the Lord thy God. Return unto the Lord thy God. You know, you may be right down the track of iniquity or trusting in something else, but he's saying, return unto the Lord thy God. Notice what it says in the next verses. Verse 2 says, take with you words and turn to the Lord. So if you're turning to the Lord, if you're repenting, you've got to actually say something. And he gives you some words to say here. And turn to the Lord, say unto him, take away all iniquity and receive us graciously, so will we render the calves of our lips. Notice what it says in verse 3. Ashur shall not save us. We will not ride upon horses. Neither will we say any more to the work of our hands, ye are our gods, for in thee the fatherless findeth mercy. A lot of people say of the work of their hands, oh, look what you've accomplished. So what are they trusting in? The work of their hands, their gods. But he's saying, this is what you should say if you're returning to the Lord. That's not going to save me. I'm not going to trust in horses or things, so to speak. No, I'm not going to trust in myself or the work of my hands. I'm trusting in you, Lord. In God there's mercy. And that's what God promises in verse 4. I will heal their backsliding. So they were backsliding, and that caused a lot of destruction. So there has to be healing involved, doesn't there? Heal their backsliding. I will love them freely, for mine anger is turned away from him. So God is plenteous in mercy, the Bible tells us. He's ready to forgive. He's plenteous in mercy. And verse 5 says, I will be as the dew unto Israel. He shall grow as the lily and cast forth his roots as Lebanon. You know, we're spiritual Israel. This applies to us too, you know. This is a picture of prosperity. He shall grow as the lily. Picture of strength. Cast forth his roots as Lebanon. So you'll be grounded. Verse 6. His branches shall spread and his beauty shall be as the olive tree and his smell as Lebanon. So you'll be very attractive. Very attractive. Very strong. Verse 7. They that dwell under his shadow shall return. They shall revive as the corn. This is true revival, isn't it? Returning to the Lord. Saying, I'm not going to be trusting in other things to be my help, to be my saviour. They shall revive as the corn and grow as the vine. The scent thereof shall be as the wine of Lebanon. Verse 8. Ephraim shall say, what shall I to do any more with idols? I have heard him and observed him. I am like a green fir tree. From me is thy fruit found. So we should be saying the same thing. You know, the Bible talks about idols of the heart. It talks about things that we put in the place of the Lord that we shouldn't. Because what did God say? I will be thy king. If God's your king, none other should be in place. None other should be ruling. None other should we be looking to. So just like Ephraim, we should be saying, what have I to do anymore with idols? There is nothing to us. There is nothing to us. Verse 9 is something we should take hold of with all our strength. Who is wise and he shall understand these things? Well, we've gone right through Hosea 14 now. And we should be latching on to, grasping on to what it's saying here. Who is wise and he shall understand these things? Prudent and he shall know them. Are you going to be in the wise camp? Are you going to be like the wise person? Are you going to be prudent? For the ways of the Lord are right, and the just shall walk in them. And we know the just shall live by faith. The just shall walk in them, and the transgressors shall fall therein. This we have to take hold of. The ways of the Lord are right. Not our own ways, but the ways of the Lord are right. And he is the one we can trust. He is our help. He is our King. He is our life. We read that before. He is the author and finisher of our faith. Jesus said, without me, ye can do nothing. I believe there's a call out to the body of Christ today, to spiritual Israel. O Israel, return unto the Lord thy God, for thou hast fallen by thine iniquity. We see society all around us disintegrating and falling. But God wants the people of God to be great examples of those who trust in him for their help exclusively. And this is so very, very important. Very, very important. I want to finish with Psalm 34 verse 6 today. Psalm 34 verse 6. You know, we can be in the most dire of circumstances, but if we look to the Lord, there is deliverance. There is help. Have faith in God, we read right at the beginning. Have faith in God. And we should say, I have faith in God. I trust in the Lord. And I cry to the Lord. And I say, Lord, help me. I trust you alone. You are my Saviour and all your ways are right. Your word is right. Your ways are right. Psalm 34 verse 6. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. So you can be right at the level of being a poor man, a poor person. But if you cry out to the Lord, there is deliverance, there is help. If you cry out to the Lord in faith, the Lord will hear you and save you out of all your troubles. Notice it says, all his troubles. All means all. Not some, all. Can we trust the Lord that he'll save us out of all our troubles? Yes, we can. We can. If we approach him with a heart of faith saying, Lord, you are my helper. There is no Saviour beside you. And I return to you, Lord. I trust you with all my heart. You can be saved out of all your troubles. You can be in a situation where trouble can come. But Jesus said, let not your heart be troubled. So it won't get into your heart. Let's close in prayer. The Lord is speaking to the body of Christ. He's speaking to us today. The Lord is speaking to us. He's saying, I am the way, the truth, and the life. God is showing us He's showing us that there's no other way. There's no other path to go that's going to lead to life and blessing. There's no other Saviour. Without Jesus, we can do nothing. You know, if the Lord's been speaking to you today, don't go out of this place thinking that was just another message. But say, Lord, I'm going to heed what you've said through the minister today. I'm going to heed what you've said. I'm going to trust you. And let me say, if there's anything in your life that needs to be dealt with, turn to the Lord away from that. As we read before, get rid of those weights and the sin that so easily besets, because they're just getting in the way. Heavenly Father, I pray for every person here today. I pray your particular blessing upon every person. The blessing of direction and strength and power. Let every eye be open to your word and to your way. Let every ear be open to hearing you in the name of Jesus. We praise you and thank you today. Thank you for your direction.